Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The 30-year-old Singleton woman charged with the murder of a volunteer firefighter has had her bail refused in court today. Nicole Mason appeared in prison greens from the Silverwater Correctional Centre via audio-visual link. Her lawyer also appeared via link from Newcastle and made a plea for Ms. Mason to be released on bail. Ms. Mason's lawyer argued she posed no unacceptable risk by being let out on strict bail and said the Crown case was relying solely on circumstantial evidence and therefore didn't have a strong case against Ms. Mason. Ms. Mason was charged with murder last week over the alleged death of Ian Pullen, who was hit by a car in Singleton in 2018. The prosecutor argued there was enough evidence to place Ms. Mason at the scene, there was enough witnesses, and she also argued the accused lied and changed her statements about where she was and what she saw that night in 2018. In the end, though, the judge refused the bail application and Ms. Mason will have her case mentioned again in court in December. The State Emergency Service has issued a livestock and equipment warning for the Hunter River downstream of Aberdeen today. Due to the heavy rain falling across the Upper Hunter catchment above Aberdeen, there have been rises in the Pages and Dartbrook River systems. The river flow at Musselbrook is expected to be 2 metres above normal this evening, and then increased flows may occur at Denman early tomorrow morning. The SES is urging landowners and farmers adjacent to those rivers and creeks to monitor the levels and the weather and move anything you can out of the flood water's way, and above all, if you are impacted by rising water, refrain from driving or walking through it. For emergency help in floods and storms, call the New South Wales State Emergency Service on 132 500. In life-threatening situations, call 000 immediately. Meanwhile, the beautiful rain across the Upper Hunter has forced some roads to be shut. In the Upper Hunter Shire, Glenbourne Road at the Pages River, Cressfield Road at Middlebrook, Morulla Street, Mount Street and Green Creek Road in Murrurundi are closed, and Wallington Road at Parkville is also shut. And work starts today on an accident-prone section of the New England Highway at Parkville thanks to a funding boost. The New South Wales Government's COVID-19 stimulus package has invested more than $2.3 billion into transport for New South Wales projects, and that now includes $1.2 million for this section of the Upper Hunter Highway. Improvements to be done include installing a 1-metre-wide centre line and audio-tactile line marking, also known as rumble strips, along the centre and outside lines. Also among the works to be done is rebuilding a 540-metre section of the highway, installing new roadside barriers and widening the road shoulder near property accesses and intersections. The work will support 50 full-time jobs and provide work for a dozen suppliers and will take around 12 weeks to complete depending on the weather. And that's your latest local news.